the world. I'm John Batchelor, Space Engineering with Bob Zimmerman. Bob, relativity, what is it?
It's a private commercial startup rocket company. It focuses on building 3D rockets. It tries to construct almost everything of its rockets out of 3D printing. Its first rocket, Terran 1, they attempted finally to launch it after several countdowns that got close but were scrubbed. They finally succeeded in doing this a few days ago. The first stage functioned perfectly as intended. They had stage separation. When they tried to ignite the second stage engine, it kind of conked out. It seemed to start, but then it failed, and so the upper stage fell into the ocean. So they did not reach orbit. From the company's, I've got the live stream of the launch on my website, so you can watch it. It was kind of cool. This is a methane-fueled rocket, so this was another attempt by somebody to launch a rocket by methane, and this is the third time two different Chinese companies have tried and failed, and now Relativity has tried and failed to get it into orbit. But this is the first American company, and to see the methane engines functioning was interesting because they have a very clear blue plume. It's really cool to look at on the live stream. They didn't get into orbit, but this is an engineering flight. This was to test the engines, the rocket, the 3D printing to see if it could deal with the vibrations and stresses going through the atmosphere, and it did. It succeeded. And so they've proved 3D printing can work to make a rocket. They will attempt again to launch, and this time figure out what went wrong with the upper stage, and they will try to put a payload into orbit. The march towards a cheap launch into space goes on, John.
And this is the advantages of commercial space, many different ways to low Earth orbit and prosperity. Sierra Space pops, Bob says, another inflatable test space station. First time I read that, Bob, I thought it was like popping champagne, but you mean it went bust.
It went boom. This was a test to failure of a one-third scale prototype inflatable space station module that Sierra Space calls LIFE. It's an acronym. Sierra Space is in a partnership with Blue Origin and Boeing and others to launch a space station called Orbital Reef. They're one of four companies that are partnerships or companies or consortiums that have contracts with NASA to build private space stations. And Sierra Space is building some of the modules for this station. And they have now done four tests to failures of this inflatable module. Each test tells them the limits and how capable it can be. For example, in this case, they tested it to four times its safety value factor. And this is proving that this thing can last this for up to 60 years in space, which gives them more than enough lifespan of 15 years is what they're aiming for. Whether or not this space station will launch on time will depend a lot on Blue Origin and ULA, since Blue Origin is supposed to provide larger modules and its New Glenn rocket. And Boeing is involved also in providing Starliner, and there's an issue with that, which we'll get to. But Sierra Space is moving closer to getting its modules built and ready to go for a private space station.
Starliner's delayed. What is Starliner? Why the delay?
Yeah, this is why Orbital Reef has problems, because they're depending on Starliner to transport people up and down to their orbital reef. But Boeing's Starliner capsule is years behind schedule. It's had technical problems, and the first manned mission was supposed to go in late April. NASA has announced now that they're delaying it till the summer sometime, another few months. This is years behind schedule with multiple delays. They did not say why it was delayed, but in this case, I don't think it was technical reasons. The suspicion here is that there was a scheduling conflict. ULA is launching Starliner on an Atlas V rocket. However, it is also launching for the first time its Vulcan Centaur rocket at about the same time, and both use the same launch pad. And ULA probably told Boeing and NASA that it has a bigger priority with getting Vulcan Centaur off the ground. And so because of the conflict, I think they have decided, and this is not confirmed yet, but I think they've decided to push the Atlas V Starliner mission back because of these scheduling conflicts. We'll just have to wait and see when. It's cost Boeing a lot of money, the delays on this thing, and it's a shame.
Bob, as an amateur, but I've listened to you for years, there seems a striking cultural difference between big space's understanding of the calendar and commercial space's understanding of the calendar. it has to be the profit motive, but they're all the same pool of people who go into these fields. So does something happen to people who go to commercial space that suddenly their calendar hurries up, they're going to deliver on time, and the opposite happens to those who go into big space?
No, it has to do with the companies themselves and their sources. Big space has all been working with the government for years on cost-plus contracts, so they are like government agencies, so they have no hurry. Profit motive is covered by cost-plus, which means no matter how much they go over budget, they'll always have a profit. Private companies have to have fixed price. They have to get it done on time and quickly. And so they hire young people who aren't trained by the government to work slowly, and that's why they work much faster. It's a management decision. You can change a big space company, but you've got to have management willing to do it.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.